Finally, an opportunity to try. We have a lover of stuff. I'm a lover of stuff. But our next guest, more specifically, is a lover of stuff for what she sees in it. For over 20 years, she's been in the business of lifting the burden of estate liquidation from her clients' shoulders. She's turned her passion for helping people and her eye for hidden value into a full-service liquidation management firm, conducting over 60-plus appraisals, 40-plus estate sales, 100-plus cleanouts, and 6 to 8 major auctions each year for individuals, wealth management professionals, attorneys, CPAs, and realtors. Lori Stefik is a certified member of the International Society of Appraisers, a graduate of the Missouri Auction School, holds the Benefit Auctioneer Specialist designation with the National Association of Auctioneers, active in her community, serving on several charity boards, and conducts multiple charity auctions each year. Lori Stefik, owner and certified appraiser of Stefik's Auctions. Nice to have you on Opportunity Detroit, Lori.
Thanks, Paul.
It looks like you very clearly took something that you really enjoy and turned it into your business.
Absolutely.
Tell me how that happened. Tell me about it. Give me your path.
So for 20 years, I was a legal secretary working for lawyers. And when my twins were born back in 1996, I started working part-time for a gal in Grosse Pointe, Susan Hart, in the estate sale business. And as she retired, I kind of went on my own and started getting phone calls from attorneys and trust departments asking to help them with everything. And I realized early on that full service was the way to go because they wanted soup to nuts, sell it, donate it, clear it, clean it, auction it, whatever. So I just every year kept adding the auction part, went to auction school, went to appraisal school, started doing clean out, so the full gamut.
You know, these are terms we can figure out what they mean, but I never really have given it much thought. But the reality is, if you have a clearing out of a home, once someone sadly passes away and there's no one else around to do it, those professionals that you deal with, those banks, those lawyers, etc., need to be sure they're dealing with somebody who is certified to do what it is you do.
That's very true because most houses have maybe regular stuff, but I mean, many times in my career, I've come across things that were worth so much more than they thought. And when I told them what it was or what I sold it for, they were flabbergasted.
And yet I'm sure there's as much on the other side where they have something that to them is very valuable. But when you look at it as a disinterested third person, and I don't mean you're disinterested, but you know what I mean, you look at it and you have to, in a gentle way, let them know that you've seen many, many of these and they really don't have any more value than the intrinsic or internal value having it been in the family for a number of years.
That's very true. And I've taken that to an art as far as telling people nicely that their stuff, even though they think it's valuable in today's market, it just isn't so anymore. And then they pretty much understand once I kind of explain, you know, how the market's been and how things change over the years. So it's hard, but I try to, you know, give it to them straight.
Well, let's get further into that, to getting it straight from Lori Stefik, owner and certified appraiser, Stefik Auctions, which, by the way, you can find at stefikauctions.com, S-T-E-F-E-K-S, auctions.com, stefikauctions.com. Let's walk through, and I want to learn this with my listeners on Opportunity Detroit. What does estate liquidation management mean?
So what it means for me is that if an attorney or a banker or even just a person calls and says, someone's passed away, we need to liquidate the personal property, evaluate it, can you come and take a look? So I come, look at the house, ask a bunch of questions, does the family want anything? Is this an estate tax appraisal? Like sometimes, depending on how much of the value of the estate, do we need to do an appraisal? is there anything for auction? Do we need to ship anything to family members? Then, so do we take stuff for auction? Do we hold an estate sale, or do we just do a clean out and then clean the house? So it can be many different things. Every client is different, and I gauge what I need to do for them on their individual needs.
So you go through with your expertise. You know what has value. You know what should be sold, what should be donated, whatever. Let me ask you at both ends of the scale, what do you do with items that have little to no value?
So before COVID, we used to donate most of the stuff to the Salvation Army, but, you know, things have changed a little bit. So I have resources where I give it away. Sometimes things are just maybe, you know, trash, you know, old mattresses, things like that. So what I usually tell my clients is they just have to trust me on what I know is of value or a little value. So stuff that's of little value either is donated or disposed of.
And what about at the other end? What do you do with the items that have a high value?
So if I think it deserves a global market, then we will take it to the auction house and sell it globally. Or if it's a whole house full of stuff, nice furniture, things like that, we will hold an estate sale.
And then do you run that estate sale also?
I do run that estate sale.
That kind of goes back to that woman that you used to know or work with when she had estate sales. So, and that's an art. That's an art in itself.
Oh, it is, and it's a hard job. It's a lot of work because we're basically emptying out a house within 7 days, selling it, donating it, getting rid of the garbage, and cleaning the home.
How many times I've often wondered about this, Lori Stefik with us, owner and certified appraiser, Stefik's Auctions. How many times have you walked in to somebody else's estate sale, and you see something that is really valuable, underpriced? Do you just buy it, or do you have a professional responsibility? I don't know why you'd have a professional responsibility. They didn't hire you, but do you have a feeling, a professional feeling, a responsibility to pull somebody aside and say, you know, that thing over there, that's an original whatchamacallit, and it's worth 100 times what you're asking for it?
Yeah, I would say that that's what I would be doing, because I would want someone to do the same thing for me. And that has happened years ago when I first started. Something came up and, you know, a customer came up and said, you know, worth more than whatever. And I said, great. And I looked it up and took it to auction and then actually sold it. So I'm that kind of person. If I see something of value, I would be telling that person, because I wouldn't want anyone to feel bad or get in trouble. So I would do that instead, for sure.
Well, that's your professional courtesy.
Yeah.
And that's great. Explain further to our WJR Opportunity Detroit listeners the benefit of hiring. I mean, we just heard part of it, but the benefit of hiring a certified appraiser. And for that matter, the benefit of hiring someone with 25 plus years experience. I think I know the answer to these things, but I ask the questions.
So for me, I always say it's about experience and knowledge. Because I'm a certified appraiser and I do many estate tax appraisals and we appraise fine art and furniture and decorative items, it's good to have someone with a trained eye to come into your home, because what might look like, for instance, a regular sofa, a tufted leather sofa, you might put $500 on it. But for me, I knew what it was and I took it to auction and sold it for $20,000. So it's always important to have people who have knowledge and can say, this is what we need to do. This is auction. This is estate sale. This is just garbage, whatever. So I always say, just like if you're hiring a plumber or, you know, going to go to the dentist, you're not just going to go to a person down the street that says, well, I plumb on this, you know, I do plumbing on the side. You want to hire a professional.
I can fix your toilet. I'm a plumber on the side. No, thank you.
Yeah, right.
And you really are all about what really caught on with the antique roadshow or whatever it was, where people would carry in something and be shocked that it was worth a lot and also be shocked that it wasn't worth a lot. So there are ups and downs. But how do we know, without wasting your time, how do we know if our personal property that we have really is worthy of being appraised?
Well, I do this all the time. So people will call me all the time. So a lot of times they'll send me photos or if it's local and I can stop at their house, I'm always willing to kind of take a look to tell people what they have or what they don't have, just as a courtesy, because those people down the road, if something came up to them that was really valuable, they're going to call me to sell it.
And then a little part of the business here, things are based on a commission basis, basically?
Yeah, for the auction part and the estate sale part, for sure. So it's all commission-based. The cleanouts that I do is fee-based, depending on how much labor is involved, how many dumpsters I need. So that's always after I consult with them, I give them, I tell them what they need to do, and then they usually hire me.
So people actually come to you, maybe estates, law firms, and say, we need your help. We need you to clean out this house, with no other instructions other than clean out this house.
That's right. And I don't, I've never advertised for my clean out business in 20 years. I do 100 to 125 a year all over the state of Michigan. Early on in my career, I found, I recovered over about $1 million in cash over the last 20 years. And it's gotten through the community with the lawyers and stuff. So they just call, they say, Lori, take the keys, do what you got to do, send me a check or send me a bill.
That's wild. Well, you're well trusted. Well experienced, and it's been great having you on Opportunity Detroit. Again, Lori Stefik, owner and certified appraiser of Stefik's Auctions, S-T-E-F-E-K-S, and that's stefiksauctions.com. For more information, I don't be surprised if you get a call from a Paul W. Smith.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Lori. It's been a pleasure. And a pleasure being with our WJR Opportunity Detroit listeners. We thank our guests, Bridget Godvin, Academic Director of the Student Connection, Dan Keelan, Board Member of Pro Musica, and finishing up here with Lori Stefik, owner and certified appraiser of Stefik's Auctions. These are the people. These are the Detroit gems, improving the region through thoughtful conversations. These are people who are committed to seeing Detroit's revitalization, which continues, and continues very well, I might add. Thanks for being with us. I'll join you in the mornings, Monday through Friday, 5:30 till 9 on WJR. Go on out and make it a great one. Regards, Paul W. Smith.